Anonymous Eskimo, Episode 32. Maksaktan. What is up, everybody? Welcome to the Anonymous Eskimo Recovery Podcast, where my guests share their stories of recovery and hope for people still struggling with alcohol and drug addiction. Recording from Dinanaland, I'm your host, Ralph Sara. On today's episode, I have a very special guest, somebody that I have known all of my life. I went to school with him. I am proud to call him a brother in recovery, one of my very good friends, Stuart Jenkins. Hey, Stuart, how are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, it's been a long time. What have you been up to lately?
Hanging out with my family and taking care of the kids and going to some meetings. And I got accepted into UAA for psychology program.
Wow, that's awesome. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, so Stuart, can you tell everybody about yourself?
Yes. I'm from Bethel, Alaska. I'm 47 years old. And for a lot of my life, I've had a problem with alcohol and opiates. For a lot of years, the reason I used was trying to cover up the pain that I was dealing with, a lot of shame and guilt from things that happened in my past. Growing up as a half-breed in Bethel, I dealt with a lot of racism because I was half white as a young kid. So I learned that fighting would get people to leave me alone. And I ended up hurting a lot of people over the years because instead of talking my way through things, I'd use my hands. And I carried that through adulthood and ended up doing a lot of prison time. So I've missed a lot of years from my kid's life, and not being able to deal with that guilt and shame from not being there for them when they needed me has been really difficult for me. And I've tried to quit before through different treatment programs, and I'd be able to get times of being able to stay sober, but never really being able to find true happiness and find true sobriety. And I'd end up always relapsing and going back to prison because when I use, I'd fall into old habits again. And when I get angry, I lash out and I become violent. And when I got released in 2018, I went back to drinking again, and alcohol took me over like it never did before. I completely I couldn't go a day without drinking. I was not able to live life whatsoever. I was going day to day, just stuck in a bottle like I've never been before in my life. And it was completely miserable. And on December 10th, I woke up in the ICU and I just asked God to help me because I couldn't go on like that anymore. And God lit a fire in me and I just had a fire to go to treatment like I never had in my life before. I had a fire to get help. And God put some amazing people in my path. And I was able to get into Four Directions, a treatment center through South Central Foundation. And I had a counselor there that was a believer like I am, had strong faith. And he told me about Celebrate Recovery. And I started going to Celebrate Recovery and AA. And through those programs, I was able to find the happiness and peace that I was missing for most of my adult life. I went to another training through South Central Foundation called Beauty for Ashes. It helped me identify a lot of the hurts that I went through as a child and talk about them and deal with them so they don't have a hold on me like they did. And being able to look into the past and deal with the issues that used to hold on to me and drag me back into my addictions has been an amazing experience, and all the help I've gotten along the way has been a true blessing. And my faith is what's kept me sober through 2020 and through part of 2021, because the lack of meetings was a real eye-opener, and I found that no matter what life throws at me now, that as long as I keep my faith, God will see me through no matter what is happening. And my life has become more rich and full than it ever has been. And I am truly grateful for everything that I have in my life right now.
So, Stuart, people that don't know what Celebrate Recovery is, can you explain what that is?
It's kind of like AA. It's a 12-step recovery meeting. And the difference is, instead of having just a higher power of your choice, Jesus Christ is our higher power. Definite. There's no question about it.
So it's faith-based.
Yes.
So your faith is what drives your recovery now?
Yes, it is.
Was there a specific moment when you decided to take your life back? Was that when you landed in the ICU?
Yeah, when I woke up in the ICU, and I just decided that I couldn't go on like that anymore. I mean, my doctor told me I had one foot in the grave and the other on a banana peel.
Yeah, I think when somebody get so close to losing their life, it is an eye-opener to a lot of people.
Yeah, definitely.
When you first quit, what were the first 30 days like for you?
It was really hard. I was really sick for the first 30 days. Even though they detoxed me in the hospital for most of it, I was sick because I drank so much for so long. Actually, for the first 90 days of my sobriety, I was really weak. And it wasn't until after 90 days that I was able to really get out and go to meetings and do a lot of stuff.
I know you mentioned that the pandemic really put a kind of a monkey wrench in all the meetings and everything. And I've heard different podcasts and different people talking on podcasts say how hard it was because the connection wasn't there, like the physical connection, you know, talking to people, being around people. How did you get through that? Did you do Zoom meetings or just talk with other people on the phone?
Celebrate Recovery was still open, so I was lucky that we still had our meeting. And I still had my sponsor that I was able to talk to. And that's, to me, that's one of the most important things about recovery is building up your support network. So no matter what happens, you've always got someone that you can call and talk to. You've got people around you that will be there for you. It's really important to get that built up so you have what you need around you when things happen like this.
Man, growing up in Bethel, there was no way that you could foresee that, you know, like people like you or I would be in recovery right now, because that wasn't even thought of, you know?
Yeah, I know.
You grew up to be the, you know, this man that you're not supposed to talk about anything that happened to you. You know, if you talk about something, then you're soft. If you cry, you're soft. How do you get through that?
Yeah, it took a lot of years for me to get through that. And that was one of the biggest hurdles for me to overcome. Going through a step study through Celebrate Recovery was probably the biggest help for me to open up and talk about everything that's happened in my past, because we really dig deep into the steps and we develop a relationship with the people that we're going through the steps with. When you develop that kind of relationship with people, when you're in fellowship with people and you're going through that kind of stuff, you're able to open up and talk about things that you normally wouldn't talk about with people. And it helps break down those walls that you've built up over the years, even ones that were conditioned into you. So that's how God was able to break those walls down for me.
Yeah, I think you also have to be comfortable with the people that you're around doing this to, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
So what does your recovery look like nowadays? How do you maintain it?
Well, I go to Celebrate Recovery. I have a sponsor that I've had for almost 2 years now. And I have a home group at AA. And I go to church. And I'm involved in my church. And I've been going to the same church for 3 years now, but my family's been going to it for a long time, and my faith is a huge part of my recovery. Even when we weren't able to go to church in person, just doing my daily devotionals and meditating, just reading my Bible and meditating on what I read helps me get through any stress that I'm dealing with, being sick, dealing with anything that's going on in life. That's the biggest part of my recovery right now, is my faith.
I recently, when I was talking to you and texting you, I sent you a picture, an old picture from, I don't know, it was probably like 2005 or something like that. We had run into each other at Fred Meyer's, and at the same time, we ran into Torin and Andre. And when I was texting you, I was like, man, in this picture, I remember I was just getting done with a huge bender. And when I looked at that picture, I could feel the sickness.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. I was still using back then, too. And, yeah, I think I was actually sick at that moment, looking back on it. Because I was, at that time, I was using heroin, and I was out at that time. I was at Fred Meyer's to meet my guy. So,
man, it's so crazy to think what a facade we put on, you know, to show people, hey, we're okay. because I'm sure those other two guys just had no idea that, you know, I was just getting out of a bender or you were still using, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's what we need to realize is, you know, there's people that we see every day that have, you know, that are know somebody or, you know, themselves are dealing with problems with either alcohol or drug addiction. And if we could put some hope out into the universe, you know, just by doing something like this, it's worth it, you know?
I agree completely. That's why I post positive things on Facebook all the time, and I talk with people as much as I can. I want people to know that there is a way out and God loves them and wants them to be happy.
Here's a question. people kind of know us by, like, I'm sure people say, oh, Ralph, he's a drunk, or, you know, Stuart, or this and that. What do you say to those people that just see you in that one light, that can't get over that person that we used to be?
God changes people, and he takes all the broken and damaged from our past and makes it beautiful for his purpose. So what he does and what he can do in our lives is a testament to his glory. I mean, me going to college and getting a second chance at life, I mean, taking psychology and specializing in addiction so I can help other people, I mean, that's something just 2 years ago I never thought I'd have another chance to do. So,
yeah, people change. We do recover. So you're going to college. You mentioned to become a counselor of some sorts, or what are your plans for the future?
To work for Family Wellness Warriors Initiative. They do learning circles. I want to be a counselor for them. I really love what they do for our Native community, and I want to be a part of that.
You mentioned you went to Four Directions. I went to Four Directions as well, and I still drink afterwards. I was just going through the motions, you know, just trying to make everybody happy that was around me. It wasn't until I, you know, just realized, you know what, I need to surrender and realize that I do want something better in my life. And that's what changed me. I think it was when I was in treatment at Ernie Turner, my third inpatient treatment place that I went to, that I just surrendered, you know?
Yep. Four Directions was my fifth go at treatment. So yeah, it took me a few times, and it took me surrendering completely too. Every time I went to treatment before, I didn't surrender. I tried to keep control.
Yeah, definitely. Yep, you don't want to let go.
Yeah, and to get this thing, that's in the serenity prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. I mean, it's there. You got to be willing to let go of the control.
You mentioned another thing that you did.
The Beauty for Ashes.
Yeah, what is that?
It's through South Central Foundation. It's a week-long training. It is an amazing opportunity for anybody that wants to take it. You go to some learning circles, and they have people that get up and speak about their stories and what they went through as children in their past, where they're at now. I mean, it's really powerful. And you get a chance to go into small groups and just dig deep into yourself and share what's going on in your life with everybody. And it was just absolutely amazing. And it's through the FWWI at South Central Foundation.
So that's something that you definitely recommend to people.
Yes.
What would you say to someone who is currently struggling with either alcohol or drug addiction? How would you encourage them?
Reach out for some help. Life does get better, and there is a way out. You're not stuck. Okay, there's a lot of people out there that would love to help you. Go to an AA meeting. Go to Celebrate Recovery. Give sobriety a chance. Get your life back.
Wise words, Stuart. Wise words. Dude, I remember this one time back in high school. I don't know if it was like a wrestling practice or something. I remember you were one of the first people, and this was, you know, before the whole ice baby, vanilla ice thing. I remember you had the first tape. I think it was a tape. Was it a tape back then?
The CDs, probably.
CDs, I remember you got it. You were like one of the first people that had it. And you played it, and everybody was like dancing and everything. Those were the old days.
Yeah, definitely the good old days.
Yeah, well, Stuart, I really appreciate you coming on this podcast and, you know, telling your story. I know your story will be able to send some hope out into the universe for someone to grab a hold to. And, you know, I wish the best of luck to you. Don't be a stranger. And I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for being on this podcast with me. So thank you, thank you, thank you, Stuart.
Thank you.
If you're a person in recovery who'd like to share their journey, or know a person in recovery who would like to share their own journey, get a hold of me at anonymouseskimopodcast@gmail.com. That's anonymouseskimopodcast, all one word, @gmail.com. So we could maybe bring hope to someone still struggling. And if you'd like to help get the word out, share the link. And if you're listening on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you're listening to this podcast, please share this with your friends, follow, subscribe, rate this podcast, and write a review. Listen next week when I have another strong person who is walking with us on this recovery journey. Bilga maqsaqtun.